Well, that's crazy.
Is that? No, oh, it's a lot of crazy thing.
Well, what you told me about, so Gohao and Bahang and Gohao went together, right, with the pearl buck. They all got out together.
Yeah.
And they in Pennsylvania? Is that where they landed? Or after some time?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then then you went with Ong and Ba.
Ong Ba and Buck Huyen's family.
And where did you end up? Arkansas?
Arkansas.
That's right.
Yeah, we went to Guam first.
Okay.
In Guam, then from Guam, we end up in Arkansas. So in Arkansas, Ong and Ba was sponsored by Bak Hung's parents, my uncle
in
Monterey. Okay, mm-hmm. Ong and Ba was sponsored by my uncle's family. Okay, and then I was sponsored. Finally, later is my husband, my friend. By that time, it's my friend, your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was in San Francisco. So he sponsored me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why we ended up being together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got another church sponsored Bak Huyen's family, Bak Huyen's family in San Jose. That's why they stay in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And Bak Huyen and the family and Bak Huyen stay in Guam. They already got a job. Bak Huyen got a job with Pan Am in Guam.
Mm.
But finally he said, there's no future here. You have to go to Min Ling. So I tried to go through, actually, Catholic Conference, not Red Cross. Catholic Conference. And I had a friend working there.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her to help. So we sponsored our market. We got a church in Redwood City to sponsor Bak Huyen's family.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. That's a Carmel, whatever, Carmel's church.
Still. Mount Carmel, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know what to say. No. So many things to say.
Well, you told me about what about Bak Huyen, Bak Huyen? How did they get out?
Oh, okay. Bak Huyen was the director of Pan Am.
Mm-hmm.
But above him is the American director. Or he's just the second person on Pan Am airline. So finally, Pan Am evacuate the employees.
Hmm.
And then Bak Huyen took at one stage the last person in a few more people in the office, and then he took the last flight of Pan Am to leave Vietnam to America. So you can see it. Once in a while, they put on the television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last flight of Pan Am.
Pan Am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Bak Huyen family and Bak Huyen with the Bak Huyen. They end up in Guam, and they work in Guam, and then I try through my friend to bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did Bak Huyen went with?
Mm-hmm.
How did Bak Huyen end up?
Together with Bak Huyen?
Bak Huyen?
Yeah, is that together with Bak Huyen? Bak Huyen together with Bak Huyen, because as I told you, Bak Huyen carried Chi Tao for Bak Ngoc. Bak Ngoc to carry Anh Ngoc. Thì Bak Huyen went to the bus and gave it to Bak Huyen, Chi Tao. The actually the employees, you know, under Bak Huyen's supervision. She pushed Bak Huyen up, go Why you just stay up here? Go up to the bus. Go. Xong cái bác Hường chưa kịp nói gì. Go, bác làm. Cái bác đó nói, về chữ đó. Do you know to go? Go, go. Then later on, she said, because the regulation of Panam, only blood relatives, direct family. Husband, if you are, you have husband, if you're an employee, but you have husband and children, or Bác Huấn, only wives and children. No parents, no relatives, nobody. Mm-hmm. Only direct family can't go. So the bà luôn cái bác đó nói, I only had in my mind, if they complain, then who is this lady? I would say, that's the second wife of Mr. Huấn. But by that time, it's so chaos.
That, yeah, they didn't check.
Yeah, didn't check much.
Was this, this is before? Did they leave before?
They leave before.
Before you?
Yeah, before me.
How many days before?
I have to ask them. I don't know. Now I don't remember.
Because you don't remember. You didn't see them at the airport as a different...
No, I didn't see. I was working anyway.
So they had left already?
Yeah, they already left. They left, and then Kuo Hao left. Then, actually before Kuo Hao left, and then I went around. And I tried to see how I can to get out. That's finally I said I gave up. No source, I know nobody, so can't. So I decided, okay, we stay. Then I feel much better when I
decide to stay.
Yeah, I decide to stay.
You just give up a little bit.
I gave up. Then when I went to my own office.
Mm-hmm.
My radio station, and then that director told me, go home, try to get out by all means. Any means you can get out, get out.
He knew.
He knew.
He knew.
He knew. Of course he knew. Because he already knew the last minute he would be picked up by a helicopter.
Mm, right, okay.
He already knew. So... he told me he lost his diamond ring wedding band when I met him at the Arkansas. Finally, I met him at the Arkansas refugee camp. He said, you know what? When I talked to you and then for some reason, I took out my wedding ring, the diamond one, I put it in my drawer. And then when the embassy called me, go, pick me up. Finally, I forgot to get my diamond ring. So I told him, by that time I have, because I have about $30,000 in my bank in America,
mm-hmm.
also Bank of America, because my husband was a diplomat and I left my money in the bank in San Francisco, for some reason, in San Francisco, the Bank of America, San Francisco, mm-hmm. international branch.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, do you need money for change? He said, I left empty-handed, nothing. Even my wedding ring, diamond ring, I left behind. So I asked him, do you need some money? I can give you $50. I said, no, fine, I am okay. By that time, I was working for the bank in the refugee camp.
Oh, okay.
I work for the bank and I got, you know, pocket money.
Right.
Yeah, and I work inside the bank, not for the bank, but work for the, I think, Dick gold company.
Oh, really?
I bought gold for them. So they gave me some liquid to put on the gold to see whether it's real gold or fake gold.
Uh-huh.
So I knew all this. They teach me, they taught me how to. And then I work for the gold company.
Wow.
And they got so much out of the refugees. They got a lot of profit because.
Okay.
Yeah, they took advantage. But by that time, I did not know.
Yeah.
You see, they asked, then let 1 ounce of gold, I don't remember anymore, but let's say $60. Outside is maybe 80, 190, something like that. They got a lot of money out of the refugees by gold. People a lot that have a lot of gold, they carry, and they were so scared because they carry gold heavy, and then they just want to get it out, and they went to the bank to sell the gold.
All right.